Here in the Mojave Desert, animals have had millions of years to adapt to the harsh environment. But the lizard? He's going to die.
The lizard is a pet chameleon wearing a colorful Hawaiian shirt. This aspiring reptilian actor spends hours improvising scenes with the toys in his terrarium. But when he's accidentally tossed onto the side of the highway winding through the desert, he quickly learns that surviving in the wild is real drama.
Don't move.
What?
Don't move!
Not moving! Shh! Not moving!
Try to blend in.
What? Blend in? What are you saying?
Too late.
No, it's not too late. I'm blending. I'm a bender!
Hey, calm down! What are you doing? Tranquilo!
After a series of narrow escapes, he finds his way to the town of Dirt. Dilapidated, parched, lawless, and not exactly partial to newcomers.
Ow! What was that for?
You're a stranger. Strangers don't last long here.
Ah, but here's where all those hours of improv will pay off. And instead of blending in, this chameleon stands out and stands tall.
Who exactly are you?
Name's Rango.
Made-up tales of brave exploits captivate the various creatures in Dirt who pick Rango to be their new sheriff. And then his troubles take off from there. Animated films are traditionally made in two parts. First, the voice actors individually record their parts, and then the animators create images to go with the edited dialogue. But for Rango, director and co-writer Gore Verbinski broke the rules by bringing his actors together and filming them as they acted out their scenes on an empty stage with just a few hand props. Verbinski calls the technique emotion capture.
We've never made an animated movie before. People keep saying, you know, for an animated movie this and for an animated movie that, it's like it's some kind of genre, and it's just a technique to tell a story. So early on, we just felt like, we're not going to think of this as an animated movie. We're going to think about this as a six-foot-tall lizard, and I got a camera on my shoulder, and I'm photographing him perform this scene with these other people. And so it's acting, you know, it's reacting.
The process that we did, that Gore created, this sort of atmosphere that was really, truly ludicrous. I mean, just ridiculous.
Johnny Depp stars as the voice of Rango and says the unorthodox technique had him and his co-stars acting like human cartoons.
It was like regional theater at its worst. And somehow, because of not the idea of motion capture, but emotion capture, you know, certain gestures, body language, movement, something you might have done, you know, with your eyes, these animators took it and put it in there. So, I mean, it was very strange, but ultimately it was the right thing to do.
Depp says physically playing out the scenes, instead of just standing in a recording booth, and playing off the reactions of the other actors, helped him quickly find a voice for Rango.
Early on, some of the talks that Gore and I had about the character, I mean, you know, talking about two grown men, you know, middle-aged men, discussing the possibility of one of them being a lizard. So it starts off on a really surreal kind of note. But finding the voice or finding the character, we talked about when people have a tendency to exaggerate or lie or whatever, you always sort of notice that their voice goes up quite high, you know? It goes to a completely different register. And then suddenly I'm really nervous about telling you the truth, you know? So that's kind of where it came from, just that you imagine the character to be incredibly sort of, you know, just really like a nervous wreck.
Hold on, don't worry, I got a plan. Help! Open the door! Okay, plan B.
The Absurdist story delves into adult territory with Rango facing existential questions about finding his place in the world. And despite the playful animation, at times the film seems hardly for kids at all. But director Verbinski says he intended Rango for young and old to enjoy together.
Kids dream. They have a dream logic, you know, that we seem to not appreciate as adults. We kind of take everything on face value. And certainly there's stuff in there for adults, so we get to have a good time as well. But they really stick with it. And I think people constantly, you know, underestimate what they can handle.
Oh, here she comes. You better run, Mojito.
What? I thought you said don't move.
That was before. Now, you run.
Rango also features the voices of Isla Fisher, Abigail Breslin, Alfred Molina, Bill Nighy, and Harry Dean Stanton. The animation is by Industrial Light and Magic, the first full-length animated feature created at that renowned visual effects company. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.